Well, as you guys have seen, I've been rather busy this week. The winter prepping has pretty much come to an end, and I am now more free to focus more on this. I will say, the last one, I was like, I wonder how this will be taken. We named it Blankety Blank and mentioned nothing that triggers the algorithm, except for heinous crime. To say the least, I was very disappointed in at least the people generally sent to my channel anyways, not necessarily my long-term audience. And I was disappointed in the fact that a lot of people are just sitting there in the comments. Maybe they're bots. Maybe they're not. I don't understand. What is she talking about? I don't watch MSM. And I was like, how do you guys not know? With the freedom of information that is around, how do you not know this? How is it me, some blowhard that barely gets a million views in the year, who doesn't much pay attention to the news at all, and really I only get that kind of news from the For You section of X? How is it I know more than you do? Which for a part of me was like, they've got to be bots. There's no way anybody could be this dumb. And the other part of me is just like, wow. Maybe people, they just really do not want to wake up. They don't care. They don't even realize that the one pulling the strings is the ones they have no idea about. And they don't care to educate themselves on who it is. It's actually very disappointing. It really is. And you wonder and you look around. We just had our elections. Oh, it's the blue revolt or it's the blue wave or everybody's mad at the GOP. Oh, it's voter fraud. Really? Have you guys talked to your neighbors? I mean, and in all serious, and I am serious. Have you actually talked to your neighbors? They're sheep. It's kind of like they've gone from doing whatever MSM says to doing whatever the internet says to then getting around a bunch of other sheep who Lord knows who they're listening to. Because it's narrowing down. I guess that's the good news. They've gone from MSN. They've gone from the talking heads on the internet. And now they're going to, they trust somebody in their neighborhood who gets their information from who the fuck knows where. I mean, in all seriousness, they could be listening to the person in the neighborhood who watches Rachel Maddow or Scott Adams. Oh yeah, that's another psyop for you. He's got cancer. You need to be nice to him. How about he just be nice to everybody else while you got cancer? And I give you leeway for being a little grumpy. That's what I give you. I give you leeway for being a little grumpy. I do not give you the leeway to stab me in the back. Well, for those of you who do not talk to your neighbors, I do. I go out and figure out, where is this information coming from? What is leading the masses by the noses? And it is the algorithm. Whoever's controlling the algorithm, that is who's leading them at this point. They see now, I should say, not necessarily influencers. They see, I guess you could call them randos. Randos that are saying things the algorithm likes, and the algorithm is giving them the platform. It is now figured out. And I say it because we really do not know what's controlling all this. I don't anyways. I mean, we could go into real craziness here, but what is it really? Is it Israel? I mean, Israel's paying influencers. We hear Peter Thiel is now going to pay influencers. It's like, But now the influencers are really getting pushed out. And the algo is really taking control. But what is the algo? Who's controlling that? And I am serious. Go and talk to these people like a real heart-to-heart discussion. You'll start hearing things that sound like a manipulation tactic, not by big influencers, but I saw it on whatever platform they're on. For X, it's the For You section. For TikTok, it's, you know, they're just their feed in general with the stuff that comes up. Facebook recommendeds. It's that algo. The ghost in the machine, I shit you not. It's getting weird. I cannot be the only one that is noticing that. Like, where did you get that information? I don't know. The algo seems to be intelligent. And in a sense of it's controlled by no one. Yet controlled by something. It's a little weird. I don't know if I like it or not. I keep seeing these Q people, and I do call them Q-tards because it's like, whatever. Just whatever. I've had enough of the hopium shit. Oh, they have to be shown. You guys realize that that means you're going to live in a communist society, a socialist society, pretty much hell on earth, because you need to be shown. Not saying that this society is any better. My goodness. This isn't capitalism. It's not republic. It's everything you could think of as a prison planet. Pretty much hell on earth as it is, where you are a debt slave and good luck getting out of it. I don't know. It's a little weird. I don't think we'll ever know. And I'm not willing to sit there and say it's A, B, C, or any of the alphabet letters as it is. I don't know. It's just what I'm noticing. And I honestly predict eventually people will unplug as they start to realize something's manipulating them and they don't like it. We'll see. We shall see. So we got this government shutdown thing that's been going on. It's like, oh, we now officially are in the longest government shutdown in history. It's like it's starting to rain here again, so I guess they can't do the droughts anymore. Kind of weird how all this is working out. You're going like, so is it the good guy or the bad guy? I have no idea. From whatever it is, we all know now that we really don't need government around. They tend to mess everything up. Reagan was right. I'm from the government and I'm here to help is the only words people do not want to hear in this country. As soon as you hear it, anybody with half a brain is like, oh, hell. But I live on the border, basically, of Canada. And I tell you, they still spraying over there. I guess you could say we get some of the spray because they spraying right on the border. They don't cross anymore, though, at least not recently. So then there's that. This whole thing with the SNAP EBT. 3 days! That's all we got is 3 days before everything goes to shit. Oh, come on, people. Ain't nothing gone to poo yet. Well, that would have definitely been all over the feed. They love demonizing that crap. Although I did understand that 3 states have bitten the bullet and have decided to fund it themselves, Virginia being one of them. So there's in 2 other states. I don't know. I think it was Florida. I think it was even maybe Texas. I don't know. I just know for sure one of them is Virginia. Who gone communist? They voted blue. Yay. The state that was probably one of the first to sit there, stand up, and all the sheriff's departments across the state stood up and said, hell no. All of a sudden, years later, they're blue. Makes no sense. None. If the goal is to crash the USD, they're doing pretty good at it. From what I understand, the repo market is crying. Funding is... nobody's buying treasuries. Then BlackRock, for sure, is just selling the crap out of its crypto. Like, holy cow. Talk about a liquidity crisis. And that's what you dip into is crypto? Oh, they're just crashing it. Just crashing it. Really? I'm at the mindset now, nothing is as it seems. You are unsure of everything in your world except for what you're sitting on. And even that, you've got a question. Is it real wood or is it not real wood? Am I eating beef or am I not eating beef? I kid you not, it really needs and will be to the point where you start going, you know what? I can only trust in what is within 6-foot proximity of myself. If someone says the town hall is on fire, I'm going to walk down there to verify. That is how bad it is getting. Not for myself, but just for many people. They just like, and they're not impolite about it. Like, we'll see. It's a nod and a thank you. And they walk on down and enough people tell them that the same information is happening, they'll go and look just to verify it for themselves. And they always now start things with, I heard it, but I'm not sure. It goes back to the conversation we've had before, which is, at the moment, I just thought that at the moment would be the thing people would say, but I've heard it and I'm not sure is now the thing people say. Anyways, let's get into this week's article, The Lie. The Lie is a Virus Upload, How Spiritual Warfare Infects the Soul. We left off with a warning. The battlefield is not haunted houses or midnight apparitions. It is the human heart, the trusted voice, the viral clip that everyone is sharing. Today, we go deeper. A lie is not merely false information. It is a virus upload, a self-replicating payload designed to hijack your operating system and turn you into its carrier. The upload vector, every lie needs a port of entry. Trust is USB-C. Fear is Bluetooth. Outrage is Wi-Fi. The enemy does not kick down the door. He asks you to click allow the payload. Once installed, the lie does three things simultaneously. Its phase, replication, copies itself into your speech, your group chat, your prayer request. You become the vector infecting the pure in heart. Encryption scrambles your discernment. Truth now feels like betrayal. Did God really say? Returns in modern dress. Persistent. Writes itself into memory, even when debunked. The feelings linger. Faith atrophies into suspicion. The kill chain. Spiritual viruses follow the same cyber kill chain. Recon. Study your feed, your fears, your heroes. Weaponize. Craft a lie that flatters your bias. Deliver. Drop it in a DM, a space room, a tearful video. Exploit. Watch. You volunteer to spread it. Install. Your identity now includes truth teller against the machine. Command and control. The lie updates itself. New variants, new targets. Act on objective decisions. Achieved. Mission complete. The antidote protocol. You cannot uninstall the lie, which better facts alone. You need a full system restore. Quarantine. Mute the vector for 72 hours. No forwards. No, but have you seen? Scan. Ask who benefits if I believe this. Trace the payload upstream. Patch. Re-anchor in primary sources. Scripture, not screenshots. Immunize. Publicly correct the record without amplifying the lie. Example. I shared X. Here's why it was wrong. This starves the replication process. The chosen one's firewall. Those who have been spoken to carry admin privileges. Their silence is a zero-day exploit. When they refuse to name the lie publicly, the virus mutates. See, even the prophets are afraid. If God gave you the timeline, he also gave you the patch notes. Speak them. The truth will set you free, but only if you ship the update before the next variant drops. The war is not coming. It's already running in the background, consuming RAM you didn't know you had. Close the port. Delete the payload. Reboot in safe mode. Your soul is not a petri dish. It's a temple. Guard the upload.